haciendo.
Okay, good morning everyone. Thanks for the invitation, and this is my second time in the Radiance workshop in the 2018 in Jones. Lapra, it's the first time to meet everyone here, and this is my second time with my student Yongqing together. And today we're going to present some of a really done work and some ongoing work. So this is the outline. We have introduction, research problem, methods, results, discussions, and conclusion and ongoing work. So the introduction. So we have did some work before. The first work we have done last year is the dynamic louver control for prison radioactive fenestration for off-stellating and optimization. So it's with my previous graduate students. So it's when we using the prism films, we have a problem is we still have the glare issues. So we divide designed a like a prism with the blinds. But the problem is with prism films, we still have glare issues. So how to avoid this glare issue? Because we found that most of the glare is actually from the up, because of when you reflect light from up to, down to up, going up, you have glares for the people sitting around the windows. So that's why we trying to avoid these issues, and we designed a combined blinds with the upper part is prism films and the later part is metal films combined together to have the better control. And the second work is our 5-year work actually for the evaluation of the prism films. Because most of the work by John, the cross-web validation work is with blinds and with regular glazing. So I have not found any work with people how when they have a prism films as working as upper windows, how they react to those glare issues. So this interesting work, we have some very interesting things is we use a continuous scales, not the dotted scales. So it's, I borrowed from the thermal comfort study and also find some actually interesting work from a Japanese professor. So we found that the result is so vertical evaluation is correlated very closely to the GDP, and also we used some tolerance, glare tolerance time. You know, we asked the occupants, the evaluated subjects, to evaluate how they can tolerate this kind of radiant the glare how long time. So less than 1 minute, 5 minutes. 30 minutes or over 60 minutes is the correct how long we endure this kind of glares. We found that this is very interesting with the glare levels about 0.47, 0.42, 0.38, and 0.3. So that's very closely to the GDP values. We also did work with how we if we use the vertical evaluation, vertical illuminance to evaluate the glare levels, what could be the numbers? Actually, Bian and Lord Tao did some work in China with the same level with blinds and glazing. And this is Bian's cross validation. And this is our numbers. So in acceptable to perceptible 2300 and 2000. And 2500. And the perceptible to disturbing 3000, 3000, and 3000, and 60 something. And disturbing to intolerable is 43, and 5000, and 400. So it's matched very closely, you know, for cross validation and some study in China. So this interesting thing is we found that the some people say, okay, the Asians, especially Japanese, are more tolerant than the Americans and Europeans. We found this is the wrong readings. So we found this. And also we use the HDR photos to calculate the DGP. And we also found that the vertical eye illuminance was, as a daylight index for PDFSS was also investigated. We found this is matched very closely to the DGPs. So as Yan discussed, I have the tutorials. We found that for engineering usage, maybe vertical eye illuminance is still a good index for, you know, for the evaluation. Because when you use a DGP and a more complex DGP values, it's difficult for the practitioners in the real industry to doing this kind of complicated stuff. Maybe because when you're using vertical illuminance, it can be very easily used by the practitioners. So this is climate-based data. In fact, it's our ongoing process. So we have the two phases by Trajanza and three phases by Greg and five phases by Andy, McNeil, and David in 2013 and 2011. So the research problem is in these functions, we didn't have the ambient cage was disabled. So the R country, the core climate basin modeling ambient cage was disabled. So it was kind of slow in the calculation. And also questions is use the inexact sum positions. So they pre-calculate every sum position and use the closed position to match every calculations. So for like different patches, no matter how many sum patches you use, it's always impossible to model exactly sum positions. So our method is just published last month in Energy Buildings. So we using the direct sum calculation, sunlight calculations that use the exact sum positions. So you use R pip to calculate the direct sunlight at each time step and with the ambient cage enabled. So it also you can use exact sum positions at each sun step, and so a sum position deviation tolerance can be employed to accelerate the calculation in the thing that is insensitive to the sum position. So sum position deviation, you can use the overtune calculation to make the rendering image more smoothly, and use the Niklan to improve the image quality when needed. So also it uses mass threading to conduct the process parallelly. So the second method we propose is to accelerate the process with the parametric functions. So use APEX to run the ambient cage and use OpenTune calculation to take a full time advantage of the ambient cage and use the Niklan to pre-improve the image quality when needed. So it uses APEX to calculate the direct sunlight. Suppose the direct sunlight calculation method was employed to replace the sun coefficient method to obtain the two modified five-phase methods named M5PMA and M5PMB. So this is a test cases. We're using two test cases. One is for prismatic rendering, redirecting fenestration. The second one, we use specular blinds. So when using specular blinds, we're using the actual geometry model. So when we test the prismatic fenestration, we use in the BSDF. So I ask my students, Yongqing, to present the results.
Good morning, everyone. My supervisor has introduced the background and the method. And now I will report the results. First, this is the result for the PDRF using the modified five phase method A. And the scattering plots indicates that the glare matrix values calculated with the modified five method and five phase method has very good agreement with the reference case. The reference case is a conventional retracing method. And this is the overall analysis for the PDRF using the five phase method A. And it indicates that the RMSE for the interval level reduces with the increase of the sum patches. And RMSD has no significant change when the MF is about 3. And it also indicates that when using the modified file phase method A, the RMSD is similar with the file phase method with MF6. And finally, the percentage of discomfort clear has no obvious difference for all cases. And this is the result for the specular blinds using a modified file phase method A. It presents that for the clear metric values calculated with the file phase method A has very good agreement with the reference case, but the ones with file phase method have many outliers. And for the DGI calculation, the file phase method may produce unreliable results. From the figure, we can see that the points marked with red should lead to the intolerable level clear, but in the reference case, it predicted to disturbing level. And the points marked with a blue circle should belong to the disturbing level, but it predicted to disturbing level, intolerable level. And this is an error analysis for specular blinds using the modified file phase method A. And similarly, the RMSE reduced with the increasing of the sum patches, and RMSE has no significant change with when the MF is about 3. And it also indicates that the clear matrix value calculated by file phase method A is smaller than the file phase method, even if the MF increased to 6. Finally, the percentage of discomfort clear has no obvious difference. This is because the count of underestimate values equals to the count of overestimate values approximately. This is the result from the file phase method B for the specular blinds. It indicates that the clear matrix values derived with the modified file method B are very close to the values calculated with file phase method. This is similar for PDR. And it finally, the calculation time. From the table, we can see that the modified file method A can reduce the calculation time by over 95% for direct calculation, and over 82% for the entire computation. And for modified file phase method B, it reduced the calculation time by over 81% and over 67% for entire calculation. A discussion. The reason for outliers presenting in the results of the file phase method is because the sum position deviation leads to the error of the glare matrix calculation in the file phase method. And in sometimes McLuhan may not work, but it will not reduce the accuracy. A conclusion, ongoing work. A conclusion, this study proposed two direct accelerator calculation method, and were used to replace the sun coefficient method in the fire-phase simulation, thus obtaining two modified fire-phase methods. And result derived for the fire-phase method and the modified fire-phase method are compared. The key findings are the four fenestration systems that are sensitive to solar position or regular reflected sunlight, the modified fire method A can obtain more reliable values. Now for calculation of situation-based calculation metrics or metrics geometry based on both contrast and the situation, the modified fire method A can reduce outliers and obtain more accurate glare matrix values. And this is essential for some application, such as model-based control blinds. And this is ongoing work one, that is the optimization of the three-phase method. Two ideas was used to optimize the three-phase method. One is use the APEC to calculate the V metric. This is similar with the direct calculation in five-phase method B. And another is use NumPy to speed up the metric multiplication. And the results shown that the optimized three-phase method can reduce the calculation time to 20 minutes. And another ongoing work is the simulation method for the dynamical blinds. We use the modified five-phase method to model the dynamic blinds. And the difference is that the F metric is metric varies with the time. It's not fixed. This is a calculation method, and we divide the possible range of the sleds tau into multiply sections. And for each section, the central tout, the F metric for central tout was calculated. All the possible touts were calculated. Then we obtained the F metric set. And according to the actual tout from the control schedule, we can determine which F metric should be used to the metric multiplication. And this provides a parametric run for different blind control. Thank you. That's all my presentation. Any questions?